All right. Happy. It's Sunday today. It's near the end of the month, and I haven't done a ramble yet. I've been pretty busy this month. Hold on. I gotta put some sweat. I did a lot of recording this morning, and I have to put my toys away because I recorded something for Fansly. If you know, you know. And then I recorded two different audios for November and October, and I now am considering myself officially done through October. So this it's always apart from the $10 exclusives here and the Ramble Faps on Fansly, because I like to record those the month of. I don't know, those feel very special, and I like to keep them feeling special so you guys have, like, input on them and other things. So I'm fully done through October, apart from, obviously, the two $10 and the Ramble Faps. So it's, like, I technically have six more audios before I'm fully done with through October, but those I do the month of. So I can't do them ahead of time anyways. All right, let me put away my toys. This one I have to wash, so I'll put that over there. And my coffee is brewing, if you hear that in the background. So excited for that. That was my, like, okay, if I get through these audios, I will go make my coffee and start my day. It's been a good day so far. Like I said, woke up, got those things finished. Yeah, one of them is an October thing, a little, I don't know, it's not really spooky, but, you know, it's in theme. And then the next one in November is a big collab that I'm excited about that I wrote a script for. Yeah. So, good stuff, good stuff. Oh, I just gotta get my hair up. But it is August. Do I have any more exclusive audios to release this month? Let me look on my computer. Pull up Patreon. Oh, I burnt my mouth the other day on some food, some really delicious food, and the roof of my mouth still hurts. And I just put, like, two of the audios had some blowjobs in them. So, and the roof of my mouth is a little irritated right now. I'm about to drink hot coffee. What is wrong with me? Let's go and see what I've got left for this month. Go to manage posts. Scheduled. Okay, what have we got? I think this one is an exclusive. Right? You always work so hard, let me help you relax. Yeah, that's the one of the $10 exclusive ones. So that's coming to you on the 25th. So that's in 4 days. That's on Thursday. And then I've got an early access the day after that. It's called If I Push Enough Buttons, What Then? It's a teasing seduction, wearing a skirt. And then that's it for Patreon for the month. Just two more. Very exciting. And then I've got a bunch of, three. I've got three things that were early access that I'm posting on Reddit. And also I've got a slot in that Ramble Fap. Maybe I'll slot it in Tuesday on the 23rd. So if you're somebody who subscribes to my Patreon and my Fansly, you will be able to get that as well. And then I have the 31st open because I've been taking to, like, trying to leave holes in my schedule for random script fills that just pop up. And also I have something coming out on Reddit on the 1st of September. That's a collab. So I don't know if I'll be recording just a random script that I really like that I find that pops up between now and then on Reddit on that Wednesday the 31st or not. We'll see. I don't know. I already have three releases coming up that week. And then after that, we are on to September, which is very exciting. Got lots of fun things in September. I've got Did You Wake Up to Fuck Me? That's an exclusive. And then I've got... let's see, where is the other one? Oh, Fix My Code and I'll... Nevermore. And that's a Patreon exclusive. And then I have another hole for a script on the 16th or for a $10 exclusive. So we'll see what fills that hole. Next month for September for the $10 exclusive, if you saw one of my comments, I was thinking about maybe opening up a vote for... Oh, there's my coffee. Let me get my coffee. I'll be right back! I'm back. All right. Yeah, so I got my coffee. What was I saying? I was talking about next month's $10 tier. I was thinking about opening up the exclusive for what audio should get a what's it called? Sequel. What audio should get a sequel? So maybe I'll look at my best performing recent audios and see which ones I think could get a sequel. Put them in a poll. See what you guys say. If you have any suggestions, go ahead and plop them in the comments or message me, whatever, before the month is out. And I'll get on that. And then I was thinking about something else. I don't know how I feel about it yet. I pride myself on having a very affordable Patreon. In my eyes, I think it's hard to say affordable because it's very much a luxury thing. But I pride myself on having a very good bang for your buck is what I might want to say, because at my $5 level, you get 2 exclusive. At my $10 level, you get 4 exclusive, and also you get influence on them. I think it is the best deal around. I don't think there's a better deal in, that I've seen. In other creators in this area, I think it's a very good deal. So I quite like that, but I've been thinking... The last time I expanded on my Patreon tiers, that was November of last year. That's when I created the $10 tier and started creating those extra exclusives. And I've been doing that very sustainably for a whole year. So I feel very confident in that decision. Feel good in that. But I've been thinking, do I want another tier? And this is a question for you guys too. Do you want another tier? It's not going to be a good deal, I guess. I don't know. It's not going to be like you get a bunch more audios for $5 more. It's not going to be that. It's not going to be that. I think 4 audios, exclusive audios a month for $10 is the best deal I can do. I can't go lower than that. That's the best I can offer for my own sanity. But I think I might be able to open up another tier that is like a request tier, where I will make 1 request a month for that tier. And the thing is, it's a weird thing because I have to price it high enough that it is valuable to the people on there, but low enough that people will think it's worth it and that I will think it's worth it. I don't know. I'm struggling with it a lot, as you can tell. I'm struggling with it. We'll see. I'm spitballing like $50, which is an absurd amount of money for a tier, but I don't know. I'm thinking like 25 to 50. I don't know. Cause right now $10 is my top tier. And you get 4 audios with that. It's a ridiculous deal. It's ridiculous. And then I would just feel so weird to have a $10 and then a jump that's like $50 and you get only one additional audio. But it's a request. But sometimes I do a request on my $10 tier. But they don't always get picked. Like, your request is a very low chance of getting picked because there's so many people on this tier. But on the $50 tier, there's way less people. So you get a higher chance of being picked. I don't know. I just don't know. It's something I've been thinking about and something I'll remain thinking about, I think, for a while. But I feel like maybe I do want to make a change because I made a change last year. I added a tier. Maybe I want to make another one now. Something I'm thinking about. Oh, I have to do... That's right. I have to do another survey. I want to... So maybe I'll add that survey question in there. I'll send out a survey later this month, probably looking for my... looking for your preferred gender tags for audios, your preferred types of audios, all that stuff. And I'll probably include that in there just so I can get a nice temperature check of you guys, make sure we're all on the right path. I like to do this quarterly, just make sure I'm creating the right audios for the right audience. Make sure you guys like my content that I'm coming out with. And yeah, and then I'll ask how y'all feel about an additional tier. That it's not audio value, but it is getting your audio done value, because I don't take commissions. I have a full-time job in addition to this, and I've got quite a busy life, so I can't find the time to take commissions, unfortunately. If this became my full-time job, I could probably open like 3 commission slots a month. But right now that's just not feasible. So this would be a sort of like, well, I don't do commissions, but at this specific tier, I do take requests and there's not too many people on the tier. So your request has a better chance of being done than on the $10 tier. Something I'm thinking about. Nothing I've decided on yet. But that's what's in my brain. Let me drink my coffee. I hope it had cooled down enough. Mm. Oh, it's so hot. It's so hot. Mm. All right, let me move over some of my audios that I just recorded. I get to move them over to edit. This is the... What month is it? August. Ramble fat. All right, there we go. That's over on the edit. I've got 3 audios to edit now. I decided to do some re-releases for my last year's Halloween content for this year. I don't know if you remember those. It was 2 audios. It was I'm All Out of Candy, Will a Blowjob Do, and Your Goth Witch Girlfriend Who's a Brat Needs All Your Cum for Some Sort of Ritual or something. So I'm re-releasing those 2 in October on Reddit and Fansly and Patreon, and I'll probably relink them for you guys here so you get to see them again and get to enjoy in on the, did I say Patreon? I mean Pornhub. So you guys get to enjoy the content as well. Speaking of, I've got all those other platforms. They're always on my card. I'll link my card below for y'all if you ever want to look at all my other platforms. just in case there's any issue with one of the platforms, say my Reddit gets flagged for some reason, you should make sure you follow me on my other platforms, because my Fansly feed is also a free audio feed. In addition to the Ludes and the Ramble Faps, I put all the public audios, the F for M versions. I'm sorry for the F for F listeners. I keep those only on Reddit. I haven't figured out a good way to separate them from the F for M content. And I think the majority of my audience on Pornhub and Fansly are people that are interested in F for M audios. So the public stream for the F for F stuff is only on Reddit. But that if I would lose my Reddit, I would fix that for you. Don't worry. I would fix it. But I have backups. So I would recommend, if you have a Fansly account, Pornhub account, whatever, follow me over there. I also have a Twitter where I post when I drop audios and also lewds. And then I have a YouTube where I post the audio previews. I was trying to pull up my card so I could look at it. Girl and Dungarees card. Yeah, it's got all my links there. Should one of my accounts ever go down, I would recommend making sure you follow me elsewhere so you don't experience an interruption in my content. let's see. But yeah, it's been a good month over here. August, been a good month. I hope you've had a good month too. Summer is coming up to an end in the Northern Hemisphere. It's becoming cooler. Kind of nice. I don't know. I feel like I didn't wear enough summer clothes that the summer ending now feels like not right. Because I'm like, but I didn't wear my strawberry dress. And I can't wear that in fall. That would be weird. So, yeah, it's quite silly, but I'm going to drink my coffee. I'm going to have a relaxing second half of my morning, and then I'm going to come back to my computer, and I'm going to edit those audios and get everything officially done for October. So happy to get that done, and then I can start recording for November before I have to take a little turn and continue recording for September for the $10 tier, having those audios that get a sequel. Yes, busy, 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 busy bee. That's me. All right. Bye. Have a good week.